I'm Lynn Scherer in for John Hockenberry today and tomorrow here with Celeste. And here's some news. China's economy has been steadily growing over the past three decades. Nah, not news at all. You knew that. No surprise there. Neither is this. The country crossed a significant economic milestone when they surpassed Japan as the world's second largest economy. Also, no big surprise. But while we may have been expecting both of those events, the significance of it and what it means for us is really worth discussing. And joining us now to talk about China's economic standing in the world stage is David Barbosa, Shanghai business correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So let's be clear about what really happened. China's economy topped Japan's for just this quarter. It's not the first time it's happened. The question is it going to happen for the next quarter and the next quarter and, in fact, for the whole year? What's the expectation?
Yeah, I think there are some quirks in the way they measure, each economy measures itself, the government's measure. And so it actually looks a little closer than it'll turn out for the year. I think, you know, China is growing this year at already 11%, and for the end of the year it may grow about 9 to 10%, and Japan's growing about 1%. So there's no question that when all the numbers are in and they're seasonally adjusted and everything, that China is going to be significantly bigger.
When does China surpass the U.S. as the world's largest economy?
Well, that's a ways off. Right now, China is on track for about $5.5 trillion U.S. dollars. The U.S. economy is probably going to be at about $15 trillion. So it's three times the size of China. But just keep in mind that 5 years ago, Japan's economy was twice the size of China's. And so China has not only reached Japan, but it's going to pass it in kind of a big way this year.
Japan's been having a lot of hard times. What, in addition, does this mean to them?
Well, Japan, I guess, fears that they're becoming less and less important because their economy has been stagnating for more than a decade, and they're not being seen as the powerhouse that they were in the 1980s, and all the focus is turning to China, and that's where the investment is going to come, and that's where everyone is going to be thinking about to grow their own economies is how do we export to China?
Tell me what we as consumers, as citizens, should be thinking in this country. What happens first psychologically and second economically, financially, when China does ultimately surpass the U.S., if it does?
Yeah, well, that's supposed to happen in about 2025 or 2030, but I think the rivalry is already there. Everyone knows that China is rising pretty dramatically, and it's going to change everything about how everyone operates in the world because we're so integrated. So the clothing, much of the goods that are used, that are bought in the U.S. come from China. China holds an incredible amount of U.S. debt, and so it affects interest rates. And also American companies are hoping that their next big market is China, and that although China now is exporting lots of goods to the U.S., that soon a lot of these companies will be shipping to China, and that'll be another big wave of growth for them.
Getting used to looking east. David Barbosa, Shanghai business correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks to you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.